This is day two of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Reports, brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, and the Kansas Grain and Feed Association. The 2018 Kansas wheat harvest continued to roll on throughout the beginning of the week. Monday's crop progress report estimated that 2% of Kansas wheat acres had been cut through the weekend, but with warm, dry, and windy conditions, harvested acres will continue to quickly rise. David Jansen, a Butler County farmer, reported that his family's harvest started Monday evening. Other farmers in the community had reported slightly lower than normal test weights, but Jansen said that all of their loads had been over 60 pounds per bushel. Rain was on everyone's minds during the growing season, but unfortunately it wasn't in the cards for Jansen and his neighbors. While the wheat started off with a bit of rain early during planting, its next measurable relief was toward the end of its maturity, which meant it was too little, too late. He estimated most of his wheat had received around 3 to 4 inches of rain throughout its growth, while normally his area would receive more than 10 inches. Lack of rain meant little to no disease pressure for the area. Jansen was also concerned about a few late-season freezes, but while some white tips can be seen on wheat heads, he felt like it had not had the impact on yields that he had predicted. Yields were averaging in the mid-30s, a pleasant surprise for Jansen. Jack Queen, manager of the Farmers Co-op Elevator in Halstead, reported that his location received its first load of wheat on June 7th. While that day was a few days earlier than average, it was considerably earlier than what many would have predicted a month ago. Queen said when it doesn't rain and it gets hot, it speeds things right along. Queen reported that yields are ranging from 25 to 50 bushels, with the large spread being attributed to the use of fertilizer and spotty rains that some fields had received. Test weights have held well, ranging from 59 to 62 pounds per bushel. Proteins are averaging in the 13% range, which is about a percent and a half above what the location has seen in the last few years. The Halstead area also received a few late-season freezes, but they didn't affect yields like many had predicted. Lack of rain also contributed to a lack of disease in his area. Queen reported that spray applications had been about 10% of what a normal year would bring. If rains continue to evade the area, Queen thinks that harvest will wrap up next week. The 2018 Harvest Report is brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, and the Kansas Grain and Feed Association. To follow along with harvest updates on Twitter, use hashtag WheatHarvest18. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.